Good evening, I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. A pedestrian was fatally struck by a car on the Alaska Highway about 15 miles outside of Delta Junction early Monday morning, according to Alaska State Troopers. The person's name is being withheld pending next of kin notification, Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters said in an email. A report about the incident was made to troopers about 7:30 a.m. Troopers responded and confirmed the person was dead, she said. The Alaska Senate adjourned from the special session Friday. The Senate took no action on Governor Bill Walker's employment tax proposal, but did pass a bill scaling back criminal sentencing reductions enacted last year. As Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports, there's a legal issue with the bill.
Several experts say one provision may violate offenders' constitutional rights. John Skidmore leads the Department of Law's Criminal Division. He questioned the provision, which applies the same sentences to people who commit Class C felonies for the first time as those who commit more serious Class B felonies. He says it would certainly face a legal challenge.
Having them have the same sentencing range, I'm telling you, that is a problem.
Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon says residents have called for stricter penalties. She says the law allows judges' discretion to decide sentences individually.
The B or the C does not determine, in the end, the final consequence. It's the judge.
It will be an issue in every single C felony case until it's resolved.
Quinlan Steiner leads the State Public Defender Agency. He says that the flaw with Class C felony sentencing could lead the courts to throw it out. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
Representatives from the Interior Gas Utility and the State Industrial Development Agency are scheduled to meet this week to work on and perhaps agree to the terms for buying a natural gas business that is central to bringing service to more customers in the Fairbanks region. We'll try to work out the last details, IGU Board Chairman Mike Meek said of the coming meeting in Anchorage with the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. Meek's and recently appointed board member Bob Shefchik will meet with ADA Board Chairman Dana Pruse and Chief Executive John Springsteen. The Interior Gas Utility, a public entity created by the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly, is poised to purchase Pentex for $60 million from ADA using state-appropriated grant money. By purchasing Pentex, the utility would acquire Fairbanks Natural Gas, which serves about 1,100 customers, the Titan LNG gas liquefaction plant near Big Lake, and a semi-truck hauling operation to bring liquefied natural gas to Fairbanks. The borough-owned IGU was formed as part of the Interior Energy Project and is tasked with delivering affordable energy to the interior. An IGU acquisition of Pentex would reportedly reduce staff, infrastructure, and supplies, which will help keep natural gas delivery costs down. The IGU Board of Directors has two work sessions and two public information meetings planned between now and its December 5th board meeting. Meek said the board will vote on the Pentex purchase that day. ADA and IGU officials remain positive a deal will be reached. Public information meetings about the IGU's purchase of Pentex and how it relates to the Interior Energy Project will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. November 21st at Fairbanks City Hall in the Council Chambers, and a second from 6 to 8 p.m. on November 28th at the North Pole Library. Climate change models continue to show high latitudes heating up before other parts of the globe. In Alaska, thawing permafrost threatens buildings and roads. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, a series of seminars in Fairbanks for builders and homeowners offer information on techniques to meet the challenge.
Robin Garber-Slatt is a research engineer with the Cold Climate Housing Research Center in Fairbanks. She says frequently homes in the interior were designed with permafrost in mind. Many buildings rest on pilings to keep the ground below the structure cold. She says it's a good technique if the climate and conditions are stable.
Right now what we have is a lot of change and flux. Our permafrost is really close to melting.
Which is why the Cold Climate Housing Research Center is offering a pair of seminars to builders and homeowners on permafrost. Garber-Slatt says despite the long history of building on frozen soil around Fairbanks, many builders and homeowners are hungry for information.
We get phone calls quite a bit, and that's probably the majority of the questions are about permafrost and changes in the soils around homes.
Among the tools that will be shared in the seminar is a new construction technique that sidesteps traditional pilings.
We actually created a really thick foundation of foam that we put directly on a gravel pad on permafrost.
Tonight's class will focus on the latest information about permafrost with the November 27th seminar dealing with building foundations. Both take place at the Cold Climate Housing Research Center. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminder.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.